Here he is, Groucho Marx. And you bet your life.
Brought to you by Prom Home Permanent.
New Creamy Prom. The only home permanent that beauty treats your hair as it weighs.
And White Rain.
White Rain, the safer, milder shampoo, because it contains no sulfated detergent. And here he is, the one, the only...
With a chance for each of our couples to win $2,000. And if they're lucky, maybe somebody will leave here tonight with $10,000. They may win it, but they'd be lucky if they leave here with it. Now, if any of our couples say the secret word, the dust will float down here and we'll pay him $100. This is the word right here. Okay, Dust, on your way.
All right, George, who's place for prom?
Groucho, Miss Grace Quinn and Mr. Paul Lindemann are standing by to talk to you. So, folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and you each get an extra $50. It's a common word, something you always have with you. You selected facts about no-no. Paul Lindemann and Grace Quinn, eh?
Lindemann.
You can come out from behind that ambush now. I don't know who you're hiding from, but you're successful. Now, Grace, did you come to the show tonight with a boyfriend?
No.
You didn't, eh? You mean you're here all alone?
My mother's with me.
This is your mother? Where are you from, Grace?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, eh?
I lived in Miami for a while. We moved down there when I was about 6, and I lived in Havana, Cuba. And I went back to New York. I lived in Chicago. I stayed there for a while, in San Francisco and Las Vegas, and now I'm in Los Angeles.
Well,
I get around.
Are you on the lam? You sure do get around. I'll get around to you in a minute. Mother or no mother. Where is your mother?
She's out in the yard.
Okay. Would you like to go to a movie with Mr. Lindemann? Someplace in Australia? Mr. Lindemann, I'm only kidding you. Actually, I think you have a very nice-looking face.
Thank you.
However, since I've never seen your face, this is pure conjecture on my part. How is it you got all your hair on the lower half of your head? None up above on the roof. You know, if you sit on your head, you'd look exactly like John L. Lewis.
Shall I show you?
What? Shall I show you? Show me what?
Stand on my head?
You stand on your head? You look like a field of waving corn down there. These contestants, they'll do anything. I don't mean this one. Say, that was a pretty good trick, Paul. How old are you?
I'm 70 years old.
70 years old? Most people that age are lucky to be standing on their feet. You have a lot of energy for a man of your age. What do you attribute it to?
Oh, Groucho, it's good food. Take a hot bath every morning.
Do you stand on your head in the shower?
No.
Now, where do you do this?
In the room. You want me to show you?
Mm-hmm. What about this? I think he's a spy from CBS. You know what she said? That's the end of Elvis Presley. Do you always carry that paraphernalia around with you?
No, only on USO shows.
Well, you go on USO shows standing on your head?
That's right.
Where are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Really? Is that so? Well, whereabouts in Pennsylvania?
Well, near Egypt.
You see, I shouldn't have asked him to stand on his head. You live in a town called Egypt in Pennsylvania, is that right?
I was born near Egypt.
You have a job for us?
Yes. I'm an employee at the United States Naval Air Station, Miramar.
Grace, are you employed?
Yes, I'm a model.
You're a model? Mm-hmm. I assume you've got an eye peeled for a man, right, Grace?
Oh, well.
And the other eye peeled for another man? What kind of a man would you like to marry?
Well, I like...
Somebody like me?
I like a...
What about... You don't like my type, huh?
Just darling, but I like Italian. I like
Do you like Italian? My brother Chico is an Italian. And then there's Hoppo. He doesn't talk at all. Now, you say this this ideal man of yours, he must be Italian. Why is that, dear Grace?
Just like Italians.
Do you like them smooth and suave, huh? Yes, true. Italians are like that. Rudolph Valentino was Italian. Phil, on the other hand, so is Durante. Now, this is just pure speculation on your part, Grace. Have you ever known anybody who married an Italian?
Well, my aunt married a few of them. She says they're okay.
Married a few of them? Well, I'm foolish to argue with an expert like that. Paul, I'd better get back to you. Now, don't stand on your head now, right?
All right.
Just hold it for a while. You say you're 70 years old. You're a very youthful 70, Paul. I thought you were around 50. Do you have any plans for the future?
I would like to be on TV, Groucho.
So what do you think this is, a bowling alley?
I'm TV shows for a living. This is entertainment tonight.
So what do you have in mind for television? Do you have some kind of an act prepared?
Like I do on USO work, acrobatics and monologues.
Well, could you do a little for us here?
Upside down?
Well, now, what do you do while you're upside down?
Grotto?
Yes?
Professor Fetterman?
Yes?
My partner here, and citizens of the world.
Arise. Well, that's very good, Paul. I predict you'll be a sensation on radio.
Thank you.
Television, too. Well, I'd like to go on talking to you, especially you, Grace. But you're not interested in me, and I can take a hint. But I'm sure you're both interested in winning some money, aren't you? So let's play your bet your life. Just as soon as George Fenneman takes 30 seconds for gentle white rain.
What's good for washing dishes and clothes is not necessarily good for washing your hair. The fact is, most leading shampoos contain some sort of sulfated detergent. But Gentle White Rain shampoo contains no sulfated detergent at all. Its active cleansing agent is 3 times milder. White Rain gives hair gentle care, leaves it soft, easy to manage, sunshine bright. White Rain, the gentle lotion shampoo containing no sulfated detergent.
You understand how to play the game, Grace?
Huh? This game?
You know, we want one answer between you on these questions. All right, you select the facts about the 48 states. And now let's see how well you know your country. I'll ask you some questions. If you get 4 in a row right, you win $1,000. Ready? In what state will you find Plymouth Rock?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, is right.
One right, 3 more right, and you'll have $1,000.
All right. In what state is the famous Tuskegee Institute located? T-U-S-K-E-G-E-E.
Alabama,
that's right.
You're halfway to $1,000.
What state is nicknamed the Buckeye State?
Ohio
is correct.
One more and you'll have $1,000.
Are you going to give him a big kiss if you win this money, Grace? I mean, if you can find... Okay. In what state do you find Harper's Ferry, the site of the Arsenal seized by John Brown?
Virginia?
No, I'm sorry. You were flirting with it. It's West Virginia.
Well, you have one wrong.
All right, now.
Don't get another one wrong in a row or you're out of the game.
Off what state do you find Storm Tor Cape Hatteras?
No, that's a lot of pushes in Maine.
You say it this time, I'm pretty.
I say Maine. No, you're a long ways off it. North Carolina.
No. Well, you've got two wrong in a row.
You missed two in a row, so you're, we don't want you to go away broke. Now, just a moment. I'm going to ask you one more question for $100. What state has the same name as the Mississippi River?
Mississippi.
New Jersey is right. Sorry you didn't win more, but thanks anyway for coming out here tonight. I'm sorry. You had a good chance. You had three of them.
Now we're going to depart from our regular show and take you on a tour of the world-famous art gallery, the Louvre, in Paris.
What's the matter with you, Harpo? That's one of the most beautiful ladies in the whole world. The hair? What's the matter with the hair? The hair seems like a mop? Why? She don't got a creamy prom? What's so special about a prom?
Promise to look like cream. She's a whip. Promise a really creamy permanent. And a creamy promise she's to last longer than any other home permanent. Oh, look at the hair. She's a tosser like a silk. And look at the way that she's a bouncer back every time. Hey, lady, wouldn't you like your wave behavior like this?
Get yourself a creamy prom.
That's a very good cartoon. You know those fellas look almost human? All right, George, who's next for prom?
Well, Roger, Mr. Bill LaFollette and Mrs. Hilda Grenier are waiting to talk to you.
They are, eh?
Would you come in, folks, to meet Groucho Marx?
How do you know I want him in here? Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and you each get an extra $50. It's a common word, something you see every day. Bill LaFollette, you were a senator, weren't you? Were you related to Senator LaFollette or LaFollette?
Senator LaFollette, Groucho, in Wisconsin, was about a fourth cousin of mine.
Oh. You're a fine, upstanding fellow, and you keep upstanding for a few minutes while I get acquainted with this kid over here. Hilda Grenier, yeah. You're a very attractive girl. Where are you from, Hilda?
Well, from the county of Kent,
England. Kent, that's where they make hair brushes,
England,
isn't it?
No, that's the man who makes them.
Oh, is that the man?
Yeah.
Kent. Oh. Well, where is Kent?
Is it south of England?
What do you do to keep busy, Hilda?
Well, I'm a technical consultant in the movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean you're an expert on popcorn machines? I'm glad I finally got a chance to meet somebody like you, Hilda. Why can't we get more butter on our popcorn?
I don't know anything about popcorn.
I'd like an honest answer.
I don't know anything about popcorn.
Oh, you don't? Well, I do. And they only put half as much butter on as they did before television.
The only thing I've done with it is thread it, the Christmas tree.
What is your job with the movies?
Well, it is advising on historical pictures.
Elizabeth the Queen?
Elizabeth the Queen and young Bess.
Young Bess?
Becky Sharp.
What sort of background do you have that qualifies you as an expert in these matters?
Well, I was a royal dresser.
A royal dresser?
Yes.
You mean you were a piece of furniture?
Well, not exactly, but that's what lots of people think it is.
Well, who specifically did you work with? And don't tell me it was Henry VIII.
No, it wasn't Henry VIII. It was Charlotte of Prussia, the ex-Kaiser's sister, first.
Charlotte, eh?
Yes.
That was a ruse, wasn't it?
No.
Charlotte ruse?
She wasn't a ruse. She was Prussian.
Oh. Well, was she Prussian?
And then later, I went to Queen Mary of Great Britain.
You did, eh?
Yes.
Were you sent there by royal command?
I was commanded there, yes.
You were Queen Mary's dresser?
Yes. It's the executive head of the Great Wardrobe. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us a little about life in the castle? What went on in the private lives of the king and the queen?
I could tell you this, that they were quite a wonderful couple.
Well, I'm sure they were.
He was a sailor, you know.
He wasn't home at all? He was at sea all the time?
He was home, but we went to sea.
You went to sea what?
Yes. Well, we went on battleships and things like that, traveled that way.
I thought you went shopping.
Yeah.
Well, what you've told us is very interesting, Gilda. You haven't told us
but
much. You haven't told us the real lowdown that I was
expecting. Well, I couldn't do that stuff.
Well, can't you give us the inside?
I'm writing my own memoirs.
You're writing your own memoirs?
But, you know, that'll be quite impossible to be published.
You mean they're never going to be published?
Involved. Oh, yes, when they're dead. No. After I'm dead, too.
Well, I can't wait that long. As a matter of fact, my memoirs will be published after I'm gone, too. I'd like to take them along, my memoirs, but they're even too hot for where I'm going. You are Bill LaFollette, and you say you ran for Senate in Wisconsin?
No, not quite.
No. Well, what did you do? Where are you from? Who are you?
Roger, my home is originally in Crawfordsville, Indiana.
Oh.
You might have read the book Ben-Hur.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
Crawfordsville is the home of the author of
Ben-Hur. I read both of the books, Ben-Him and Ben-Hur.
Which one did you enjoy the most?
I like Ben-Hur, the best. Now, do you have a job, Bill?
Yes, I'm a clerk in the San Diego post office.
Well, I imagine you have my picture posted in a prominent place on your wall.
Yes,
Now, you know, I have an agreement with the government that I must get top billing over all those other crooks they have. What do you do for the post office?
I work on the window, lay up their packages, take in their registered mail, take in their notices that they have when they come in to pick up packages.
Do you ever open the letters and take out the money? Does anything amusing ever happen around the good old post office?
Oh, yes. We have a lot of humorous things.
A lot of fun?
Yes, uh-huh. We all go out in the lobby every once in a while and laugh at the
customers?
Pictures. And we posted the wanted men, you know, where you said your picture was. We got and laughed at those pictures a lot of times.
I get more laughs in the post office than I do here. Well, give us, for example...
Well, there was a coincidence just a couple of days ago, Groucho. I had a package that was addressed to Davis, California, in the northern part of the state. And the very next customer that I waited on, in checking to see if the return address was on the package, the very next customer was Mr. Davis. Mm-hmm. Had one package going to Davis, California. The next package, the center of the package, was Mr. Davis. Another one I might mention is I...
Well, that's all... That's... You mean that's all over? That's the whole thing?
You didn't like to try this?
Well,
here.
Have you told this to Mr. Davis?
Yes, I told him, huh?
And did he laugh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. Yeah, he's more polite than you.
Well, I can understand that. Well, tell us another hot one, huh?
All right.
That's pretty racy, that one. I don't know if we can get away with that.
Let's see if I can get a smile out of you on this one, Groucho. I had a letter in the back end of the post office. The sender of the letter had put the name...
This is Mr. Davis again?
No. This was Mrs. S.
Oh.
And instead of having the street address on the letter, the telephone number was there. San Diego, California, and the telephone number. And I went to the telephone book and checked the name against the telephone number, wrote the correct address on the letter, and it was delivered the next day. But in trying to distribute the letter to the correct carrier, by going by the telephone number couldn't help us too much. So we had to have a street address.
How do you like it so far, Hilda? No wonder those mailmen are always out in the snow and sleet and dead of night. They'll do anything to get away from those jokes around the post office. As a matter of fact, Bill, I was pretty cute. The one you just told me I liked. But I suggest that when you have another one like that, put it in the dead letter office. Now, Bill, I know in a job like yours, down at the post office, they're always trading jokes, and I'm always looking for new material. Did you let us in on the latest hot stuff that's making the rounds of your stamp window?
Well, if I could, Groucho, I'd like to lay a riddle in your lap.
Well, will you remove it at the finish?
Yes. What is the difference between a B and a bank?
A bank and a B. Well, let me think now. A bank and a B. Okay, I give up. I'm always overgrown anyway, eh? What's the difference between a bank and a B?
Well, a bank takes in notes and a piano gives out notes.
piano. You didn't say anything about a piano. You said a bee.
I know. That's where you got stung.
That's a kind way to treat a kindly old prisoner. You are married, aren't you, Bill?
Yeah.
How does your wife react to these jokes?
Well,
she hasn't gone with Davis up to Montana or something.
No, she's still down San Diego.
How long have you been married, Bill?
4 months.
4 months. How old are you?
42.
Why, you sly rascal, you, huh? Did you have a romantic honeymoon when you got married?
We had a very lovely time spending over at Catalina. We had 5 days over at Catalina.
Uh-huh. Well, that can be romantic. Did you have an exciting time in your honeymoon? I mean, did you hang around the glass bottom boat, peeping at the halibut? Just for the halibut? What did you do, Bill?
We took the trip on the glass bottom boat and the tours and saw the island and...
What was the most interesting thing about your honeymoon?
I think, not necessarily the most interesting one, the most humorous, Groucho, was when my wife in San Diego was a school teacher. And on Catalina, she was astounded to find out that the Catalina school system is a subsidiary of the Long Beach school system, 22 miles out in the ocean.
And that was the high point of your honeymoon?
That was the humorous thing that happened.
Well, you know what they say, life begins at 40. Apparently, it's all over in 42. Well, Bill, you have an unusual sense of humor. Did you come by this naturally, Bill? Isn't like Herb Schreiner, is it?
Herb Schreiner?
Yes, I know. You sound a little like him, too. Not for those last three jokes, I know. Well, Bill, I'm kidding you, but it was just some fun. Actually, you're a real nice guy. And I'd like to say that it's cheerful, hard-working men like you in the stamp window that are responsible for the post office having a deficit of $750. All right, now let's play your bet July.
River cities of the world is what you choose. Now remember, we want one answer between you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you some questions. If you miss two in a row, you're kaput. If you get four in a row right, you win $1,000. Ready? On what river is the city of Paris, France, located?
Seine.
Yeah. I was in Seine once.
You have one right, three more right, and you'll have $1,000.
On what river is the city of Rome, Italy, located?
Tiber.
Tiber is right. Tiber. What is the rest of that? Burning bright. How I miss your husband tonight.
Two more right, and you'll have $1,000.
On what river is the city of Budapest, Hungary, located? That's been in the news. You ought to know that.
Danube.
Please, no vulgarity. Just give me the name of the river.
You're almost there. One more right and you'll have $1,000.
What river is the city of Mandalay, Burma located?
Irrawaddy.
Irrawaddy is correct.
And you got four in a row right, so you win $1,000.
You know, you wouldn't have guessed that without her, would you?
No.
Well, now you've won $1,000. You can keep it and quit, or you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $10,000 later. So go over and sit down and talk it over. No matter what decision you make, we want to thank you for being on the show.
Now, in just 1 minute, we'll see if any of our couples is going to try for the big money.
How do you get the glow? How do you get the glow? The secret lies in the modernized deep magic.
For the first time, one lotion, new homogenized deep magic, combines the finest deep cleansing with the finest deep softening. First, deep cleansing. Deep pore dirt and makeup float away. Then deep softeners remain to replace natural oils, to soften your skin deep, deep down. How do you get the glow? New homogenized deep magic.
All right, George, how do we stand on the big question?
What about our
friend who stood on his head?
Well, Mr. Lindemann and his partner, Miss Quinn, missed two in a row, so they don't qualify.
Oh. And the next couple?
Well, our next couple has come to a parting of the ways.
Yeah?
They won, and they have a chance to try. However, Bill LaFollette, the postal employee, will not try. Mrs. Hilda Grenier will try, and here she is right here.
Bring on the Grenier. You've decided to go for the big question.
Yes.
You miss it, you wind up with $500. Now, you're still going to go for the big money?
Yeah.
Oh, you wind up with $250.
Yeah.
Pick a number.
Nine.
Now, if any number besides the one you pick comes up, this question is worth $1,000.
I know. I understand.
If your number comes up, this question is worth $10,000. $5,000. Okay. Fly it away. Come on, nine. We'd have closed up shop. Your number was nine, and it came on ten, so you're now going for $1,000.
Yes, all right.
You ready?
Yes.
Alex? And I want one answer between you. All right. Alexander the Great thought so much of his famous war horse that he caused a city to be built over his grave. For $1,000, what was the name of Alexander's famous horse? All right, what do you take again?
No, I don't want to take even again.
Well, it's Bucephalus. B-U-C-E-P-H-A-L-U-S.
It comes back to me. It doesn't come back to me at all.
So you won $250. You've been a charming guest. Thanks for being on our show. You bet your life.
Good night.
Tonight, You Bet Your Life has been brought to you by new creamy prom.
That's the word, prom, with the beauty secret cream.
And the secret of hair beauty is new creamy prom. Next week, Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life will be brought to you by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers.
Yep, the most exciting car today is now commanding the far highway. It's the lovely, it's dynamic, it's the DeSoto. Yes, da 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 da. Exciting style to please the eye. Exciting power to pass them by. It's the lovely, it's dynamic, it's the DeSoto. It's the most exciting car in the world today. See it, drive it, price it at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Be sure to tune in next week for Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life. And don't miss People Are Funny on NBC TV every Saturday night. This is George Fenneman reminding you to listen to You Bet Your Life on NBC Radio every Saturday afternoon. Brought to you by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America.